Yeah, you got 30. Great. Well, it's great to see everybody. Hope everyone had a good Shabbos. Let's begin. I want to go a little bit back to the Gemara, okay? So let's begin. Yeah? Let's see the Gemara. So, to refresh our memories, we had a steer, right? Hakol Shochtin conveys what? L'chadchila, Dovi, you got the Gemara there? Yeah, because if it's going to disturb you, I don't want you to, you know. But you got it on there, it's fine. You use your Gemara too. If it says Hakol Shochtin conveys L'chadchila, Shchitos and Kshirik implies B'dievet. So how do we enter up the Stira? We said, why do you assume everything that Hakol is always L'chadchila? What Mishnah did we quote? We quoted the Mishnah in Tzmura. Mishnah in Tzmura says Beferish that it's B'dievet. Because it's an aveir in the Torah, lach lefenav lo emir oto. You know what one of the fellows in the shul told me? It's interesting. I never thought about it in my life. You know, in Yigdal, familiar with Yigdal, there's a phrase lo yachli flenu, lo yamir oto. That's echoing Tzmura. We don't exchange Hashem for any other deity. I never noticed that. You know, it's interesting because for all the years I always thought it was lo yamir lo yachli flenu. It's not true. You follow me, Natan? And that's echoed in Yigdal. So let's see inside in the Gemara there, Dovi. You got it? So the Gemara says, oh, you know what? Don't bring me up, Tzmura. Hasav kedektani taima. Lo sha'adam reshai lahamir. Alashim himir mumar. The sofik is our boyim. Box in Tzmura, because that's a special case. It's an aveira. And Yechai of Malkus for an aveira. So obviously that colon there means bidi evid. But a call in other places is the way that Shinim Gebetza said, as you're asking this morning, Binyamin and Aryeh teaches me the message that a call is lechachila. That's boxed in, it's a special case. So we're up to Ella. Okay? Who wants to read today? Ella, Sam, why don't you read the Gemara? Yeah, Ella. Go ahead. Ella, a call. Oh, yeah, a little bit louder, I'm sorry. Ella, a call.
Ella, a call, Arifim and Arifim. No green.
Excellent. Now, and that's also, I think it means lechachila. Is that true? Vaha what? Oh, it says beferish in the chumash. Excellent in Kitetze. I think it's this week's parsha. That when you cease to take a netter, there's no chait. However, uksiv. Go ahead. It says in Koheles too. Right. Read Uksiv. Uksiv. Beautiful. Shlomo Amalek wrote Koheles. It's better you don't take a vow and take a vow and not pay. Go ahead, Vitanya. You know what the best thing is? Not to take a shvu at all, right? Divrei?
Divrei Rebbe Meir.
Go ahead. Rebbe Yehuda Omer. Rebbe Yehuda says, no, it is good to take a netter and pay. That's the best thing. Go ahead, Vafilu. Oh, that's only if you say Harizu. Now, what does Harizu mean? What's the difference between Harizu and Hare Alai? I want you to get this. Excellent, Shmuhar. Oh, it's Harizu is on the object, which is called a Nedava. What's Hare Alai? On yourself being the netter. Okay, you understand what I mean? Yeah. But I don't want you to get confused between a netter and a shvuah. What's a netter though? An isser on the what? Chefsa. If I take a netter not to eat an orange, what's a netter? An isser chefsa. What's a shvuah? Let's say I take a shvuah that I don't want to eat the orange. That's an isser what? Gavra. There's Reb Chaim, the Rav's grandfather. Everyone thinks he was mechadish this concept of an Isser Chefs and Isser Gavra. It comes from the Gemara Nedarim dot Bezim and Bez. Okay? So I want you to get this down. A Nedava is Harezu. A Neder is Hare Alai. Here, Chai, you want? Yeah. Harezu is a Nedava, and a Neder is Hare Alai. And that's an obligation to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. But there are Nedarim called an Isser. And there are Shvuas that are called an Isser. I want to take a netter, not take an orange. What type of isser is that? It's an isser on the chefsa. What's a shvua not to eat an orange? This is on who? The gavra. But we're not talking about netter and shvua now. We're talking about netter and the dava. where you made a pledge, a good thing, to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Well, we're going to see whether it's good or not. So Reb Yudah says, what does Reb Yudah say? Reb Yudah says that when it comes to the parsha of Nedarim, there's a distinction between what? Nedar, Neder, Nedava. Depending whether they say Harizu or Arealai. But then there's a whole new parsha in the Torah where Parshas Bechukosai, which one of the Masechtas in Shas, 63. Have you ever heard of it called Masechus Erkin? What is Masechus Erkin? Masechus Erkin is when you make a pledge that you're going to what? Bring something to the Beis HaMikdash, but you say, Alai, on my body. Alai, I'm Mechayiv myself. Now, what does it mean? So the Torah has very interesting din in Perakov Zion. I'm just going to tell you outside. Let's say you make a pledge, a guy's over 60. He says, Erki Alai, how much does he have to bring? How much does he bring if he's older than 60? He's got to bring 50. What happens if it's a woman that says it? She's got to bring 30. What happens if you're between 5 years old and 20 years old? If you're a male, you say Alai, you pay 20. What happens if you're a female, 10? What happens if you're between 30 days and 5 years and you're a male? You pay 5. If you're a female, how much? 3. What happens if you're older than 60 and you're a boy? Older than 60 and a boy, what's the din? You bring 15. If you're a Nekevi, you bring 10. Yeah? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's locked in categories. That's called Erkin. So you can do Erkin in one of two ways. You can talk about yourself, Erki, depending on what age you are, Alai. Or you could say that guy walking down the street, Erkacha, your evaluation is Alai. You understand what I'm saying? But the parsha of Erkin is only said in what manner? When you obligate yourself, your body, you have to say a lie. So if I would, for example, say that this Aryeh, this the worth of this thing is Erki, that's meaningless. There's whatever this car is worth, Erki, you'll give it to the Beis HaMikdash. Why is that meaningless? Because you didn't obligate yourself first. You must say what? I'm obligating myself, and that what am I obligating myself? This guy. Erki Alai. But therefore, when Reb Yudah says, you read it very nicely, Sam, when Reb Yudah says, Lo Kamer Le Ba'omer Harei Zu, it's only going to work, Lomaisa. Reb Yudah says it's only considered to be good when you say Harei Zu, Lomaisa. Yeah? Ava what? Harei what? If he says Harei Alai, no. Meaning because why? Because it's really what? It's really meaningless. Meaning to say that what? That Lamaisa, the only way you can get out of it is Reb Yudah says Nedarim are good is when what? When are Nedarim good? Nedarim are good when what? When you can do Nedavas. When you have a Nedavas straight up. But if you say Harei Alai, it's not going to work, and that Parsha doesn't work, Bichlal. If Bichlal doesn't work, no, you say Harei Alai, it's bad. Why is it bad? Because when you take a netter, what's it din? Even if the animal dies or stolen, you got a what? You have a chrias to bring it. You might not end up bringing it. Right? So, Lamaisa, we're going to see Rashi inside. But Rashi asks, he says, I don't know. So what is this whole sugya supposed to demonstrate? What's this whole sugya supposed to demonstrate? That what? That hakol is not always means l'chachivik. It can mean b'dieva. Look, it says, hakol what? Does everyone agree that the Dharma are good? No. So you see, Akol is what? B'dieved. That's the Gemara's Kasha. That's why it brings in this whole Mishnah, to demonstrate that Akol is B'dieved. Even Reb Yudah that says a Neder is sometimes good, what type of Neder is good? Harezu, a Nedava, but not Harei Alai. You understand what I'm saying? Charlie, that's the whole demonstration. So I'm going to say it outside now. We're going to see it inside. What's Rashi's Kasha? Natan, Rashi's kasha is that why don't what? What's the proof? Maybe Akol is going according to Yehuda, and we're talking about Harezu. So that means Lechachila, yeah? So what's the answer? What's the answer? Because you cannot say what? Harezu when it comes to what? Erkin. You cannot say, you have to say Erki Alai. You cannot just go into Harezu without saying Erki Alai. You have to say Erki Alai first, and then you give. V'dami alai. What's dami alai? What's dumim? What's dumim as opposed to erkin? What the guy's worth if you sold him in the shuk, yes? As an evid ivri, yeah? So that's what dumim means. So also damim, what does it mean? You have to, before you say damei alai, kodim, you have to say damei alai, and then you have to say the shum kevin. It doesn't work to say harezu unless you, when you engage yourself in the parsha of Erkin, it does not work until you say Erki alai. Harezu does not work. You must say upon me. Okay, you got that? Now the Ritva says, I want you to get down to us, Harani is just as good as alai. But you, in order to plug into the parsha of Erkin, you have to say alai. Harezu doesn't do anything. It's meaningless. Okay? And therefore, you cannot tell me that, oh, maybe the Mishnah Kol is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore what? And therefore it's lechachila with harezu. What's the answer? That would plug in good. It was nedarim nedavis. What does it say? Hakol ma'arichim v'nerachin. Hakol nedarim v'nedarim. Hakol nojim v'nedarim. Nojim v'nedarim would work good if you said harezu, because that would be nedava. But the first phrase of what? The parsha of Erkin. When I say the parsha of Erkin, you cannot plug into a shul with the word harezu. You got to say alai, alai, alai all the time. And until you say alai, it's totally meaningless. So you cannot debunk the Gemara and say, oh, maybe the Mishnah in Erkin is going like Rabbi Yehuda and it's talking about a Nedava, which Rabbi Yehuda loves, and that's Lechachila. It can't be that way. You can't plug in Harizu to the Parsha of Erkin. Don't ask me why, guys. It's Exeris HaKosim. Erkin, Hashem gave us the Parsha of Erkin where you apply on your body. Alai, alai, alai. Erki, alai. Erkecha, alai. It doesn't lend itself to a Harizu. Plain and simple. That's it. It's Exeris HaKosim. Exeris HaKosim, Hashem decreed it. That's it. Okay? Erkin is a very important chiddush itself, you know, that because, you know, usually you would say you make a pledge of what you're worth if you sell on the slave market, which is called damim, right? Erkin is set numbers, set slots, what the Torah gave you right here. Okay? Is that clear? That's the Gemara. So when it says, when even Rabbi Yehuda says it's good, it's a good thing, it's harezu. Harei is not good. So he says, I don't understand. Rashi says, how is the Mishnah telling me b'di'evit? How is that called b'di'evit here? How could the Mishnah be b'di'evit? Maybe it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, it's harezu. It can't be. Because harezu can't plug into the Erkin. So you're forced to say that Hakol is telling me something that's b'di'evit. Totally b'di'evit. Because nedarim are bad things. I'm going to point out the Gemara again. I want you to get it down. On Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Kol anoder, kilu bana bama. Anyone takes a neder is like you built a bama. What's a bama? We build a stage to Makrev a Korban on Amsterdam. If a guy does that, you have cars. Why? I'm doing it as a Korban for Hashem. What's the answer? Hashem gave us the Beis HaMikdash. He told you where he wants his Korbanos. Don't make up your own religion. Don't make up your own laws. Did the Torah asser oranges? Are oranges asser to eat? No, I love oranges. Why are you taking a netter not to eat an orange? Ham is enough. Bacon is enough, Hashem gave you. You got to create your own din? That's why it's a terrible thing to take the Dharm. What'd you say? No, we'll see. Now we'll see, Lamaisa. Not completely. Some Nedarim might be good, but Nedarim of Isser are a bad thing. Everyone agrees. Well, we'll see if it's a pledge of tzedakah or if it's a netter you want to go to Minyan or you want to learn. Then that's okay. But a netter to create an Isser, Charlie, everyone agrees is bad. Here, Yehud, please. Okay, you got your Gemara? Okay. So that's outside. We got this so far? Yes? So it's a great kasha. Okay? So the Gemara says we demonstrated that the sugya nedar. Now let's see Rashi's inside. See him doing a great job. Let's see Rashi's inside from the top, where we left off. Hakol ma'arichin. Okay? Again, the Gemara said baksin tmura. Baksin tmura, there's another mesecht in Shas called meseches what? Erkin. And that Erkin shows that Hakol also is b'di'evit. So you know what? You can't start boxing everything in. You know what I mean? Go ahead. You got the Rashi? Fourth wide line, Sam. Everyone look inside. Yehuda, please look inside. All right, you got a Hakol ma'arichin. Go ahead.
Hakol ma'arichin. Pasam mefarish. Lesiyim mufla samuch leish.
Beautiful. This is coming to include a mufla samuch leish. That's a name of a boy. That's from 12 to 13. You got to know that category. The word mufla means wondrous, or it means articulation. You articulate wonders. It's a dibor. That's the phrase. It means a mufla, a wondrous articulation. The Torah has kiyafli. There's a special pasuk that allows anything that below the age of 13 a katan is not chayvin, except for one category, hafla,
What is Hafla a category of? Nidorim, Shvuos, Nidava, Naziris, Erkin, anything you articulate, Bedibor, a boy of the age of 12, it's Chal D'Araisa. That's what Muflu Samach Leish is. It's a phenomenal Kiddush. Yehuda, we're in the Rash. Muflu Samach Leish. At the age of 12, his Nidorim, his Shvuos, his Naziris are all good. It's an amazing din. Go ahead. What does the word Lasuya mean? To include, excellent. Go ahead. A cotton that knows how to articulate. Oh, what's l'shem to Hashem? L'shem mi makdishim. To who are we makdishim it? Are we sanctifying it? How many examples of Dibur did we give? Nedarim 1. Shvuas 2. Nazir 3. Erkin 4. What else? Nedava 5. Did I mention that? Hekdish 6. Hekdish also. All things are articulation where you change the status of something. Or you obligate yourself. All things of Dibur, a boy of 12 can if he knows what's going on. Go ahead. Vim what?
Vim sows the Pirkehu.
If he's close to the age of 13, Kigon.
Kigon ben Shem, Esrei Shana,
Biyomathad. Excellent. The age of 12 in one day.
Devara Kayamin.
Whatever his words say, go. That's good. Kayamin means it's good. It takes effect. Excellent. Afalpi.
Afalpi Shadayim. Kajamhu. Shalosh.
Even though for other areas in the Torah he's a cut until he's 13. But for the area of Hafla, he's considered to be a gadol. Excellent. Doing a great job, Sammy. Let's go. Fight the next Rashi. Guys, look inside. That's entering the Enterprise, the galaxy of Erkin. There's the galaxy of Star Wars. There's the galaxy of Erkin too. Okay? Go ahead. Yes? Beautiful. Let's say you say Eric Yalai. Let's say a guy's 25 years old. How much money does he give Yehuda? What did I say? From 20 until 60, what do you give? No, 5 until 20, you give 20 shkalim. So if I said a guy's 25 years old. Oh, if he's from 20 to 60, you give 50. Correct, Yehuda. So the guy's 25, he's Eric alive. How much do you give? 50. Go ahead, next one. Oh, what?
Erech Ploni alive.
Now, what is Erech Ploni alive? He points at a guy that's how much? Points at a guy that's 15 years old. How much does he have to pay? He has to pay only how much? 20 shkalim. You follow me? Erech Achal. I want you guys to get this. You got it? Yeah. Marich is yourself. What is Nerach? Someone else is worth. Alai, on me. Go ahead. So Nidro Kayim, the Nidner is what?
Stands.
Stands, takes effect. Excellent. Go ahead. Vavagav.
Vavagav, Kazan Huz, Hanoder. Chayav Lithim Kipi Shamim Shel Nerach.
And even though a guy's a cotton, the guy who took the Neder is Chayav to pay according to the years of the guy that was in the Nerach. The guy that he said. Go ahead. Excellent. The money's fixed amount is in the Parsha Bechukosai. Perichav Zayim. Excellent. Very good. Go ahead. Now, you know what? I want you to get this down. I gave you the Minchas Chinuch. Let's say this now. I don't understand something, says the Minchas Chinuch. You know what he asks? I want you to get this down in your notes. He says, in Mitzvah Shin Nun Oz Beis, he says, okay, Rashi, the Rambam is in Perek Alpha Lachatet Vav, where? Hilchos Erkin. What does the Rambam say? Get it down. Perek Alpha Lachatet Vav. Akanchi Agila Onis Nadarim. A cotton that arrives at the age of Nadarim, Chayv L'Shalem, Shar Nadar of Kayamim. A cotton that arrives at the age of Nadarim is Chayv to pay. His Nadarim what? His Nadarim take effect, yes? So Rashi and the Rambam, like you read, Sammy, beautifully, Chumuf L'Shalem L'Shalem. Let me ask you a question, says Amin Chasinich. Why don't you get that down? He says, okay, what his Dibur is good. I understand. What his Dibur is good. That's fine. But I don't understand something. Let's say the guy starts playing games, the boy. He said he pledged $100 to the Beis HaMikdash. Worked in the summer. Worked as a counselor in camp. And he's hedging out. He hasn't been paying the money. How do we have the ability as Beis HaMikdash to go and take the money from his bank account? He's a cotton. He's not chayiv in anything. How do we have the ability to do that? That's what he asks. I understand that maybe it's chal the neder. But now that he's reneging, who says l'maisa we have the ability to mechayiv him? That's the minchas chinas kasha. I want you to get this. A very interesting kasha. So I'll tell you what I thought when I heard this kasha, when I read this kasha. Baruch Hashem, we're mechavin to the stipler. You know what the stipler says? Stipler is one of the great gaonim, the Kivus Yaakov. He says that's part of the package. If his articulation is chal, then we have the ability to what? We have the ability to what? A mechayiv him to be good on his pledge. That's all part of the package deal. I want you to get that down. That's what the stipler says. But we're going to give another answer. That's what I thought too, Baruch Hashem, mechavin to the stipler. The stipler writes it's all part of the package deal in Avodah Zarah, Simon Beis. That's what he claims. Okay? Interesting. However, there was one of the great Gedolei Ador, probably the Gadol Ador, the Chofetz Chaim called him the Gadol Ador during his time, Reb Chaim Ozer. You ever heard of him? Reb Chaim Ozer Gorzinski wrote the Sefer Achiezer. And in the Achiezer, Chelek Gimel Simon Samach Zayin, he says, you know, it's a good kasha, but I'll give you the answer. There's a phrase, I'm going to write it on the board, but I want you to get it down. It's called Amir LeGavoa Kimisir LeHedja Dami. Normally, when you do a kinyan in halacha, what is a kinyan? If I want to give, let's say, an object to Yehuda, I have to pass it to a Mashiach, or he picks it up, correct? When it comes to Hekdesh, I want you to know this phrase. It says Amir LeGavoa Kimisira Lehedjot Dovi. Please get that phrase down. A statement, a pledge made to the Beis HaMikdash, your Makdash, something is like you gave it over to a friend. It's like there was a physical kinyan. And that's what Reb Chaim Ozer says, what happens when you give Hekdash. Because it's not that we are Machai of him to pay. You know what we say? It's already ours. By the fact that Kutin can articulate something, it's already in the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash. It's like it already was given over. And he says that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Hamad Beis, can a goy make a pledge to bring a korban? Yes or no? A goy. He wants to bring a korban. Yes, he can. A goy wants to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash? Yes, he can. It says, Ishish and Chulin and Armasech the Tedvavim and Alf. A goy can bring a korban. The only korban he can bring is a korban Ola. Oh, you're right. We do hold him by the netter. Why? He's not. He doesn't have an Isra Bal Yachal, Charlie. Excellent. It's not one of the Shevets Benenoch. But you know what the answer is? Amir LeGavoa Kimisir. It's already ours. A goy has the ability to articulate that it's Makdish. And once he's Makdish, it's already ours. So therefore, we can come and grab it. Halach L'maisa. And that's what the Avnei Miluim writes in Simon Aleph Sifkan Beis. Bless you. That your Chai Midin Amir LeGavoa. Get it down, Natan. Kimisir Lehed Yudomi. Reb Chaim Ozer compares a cotton to a goy. Just like a goy doesn't have an Isra Bal Yachal, you're right, but he's still chayiv to do it. What's the mucker for this din? You know what the mucker is? The Yushalmi says, Lashem Ha'aretz Umaloa. The Miri quotes this in Kedusha. It's like Hashem's glory fills up the whole world, you know what I mean? And it's like waiting for everything to become Kaddish. So if I pledge the shtender to the Beis HaMikdash, it's like it's already kadosh with my Dibur Lo. All right, but I didn't pick it up and give it to the treasure of the Beis HaMikdash. But since Hashem's glory fills up the world, it's like waiting for it to become kadosh. You know what I mean? So all I have to do is do an Amir. I don't have to physically give it over. So the Reb Chaim Ozer says, that's the pshat here. By a goy and a katan. By a goy and a katan is exactly the same thing. Amir legavoa kemesir lehedjitami. And that's why I would say, Mr. Katan, you pledge $100, pay the money. You know why I pay them? Because it's our money. We'll just take it out of the bank account. I a cut and spot the from mitzvahs. I don't care. It's already done already. What was the first answer we gave? Please get it down. What was the first answer we gave? From the stipler. That part of the fact that the articulation works, included in that is he's obligated to pay. That's what I said from what? That's what we're mechavin to the what? Mufla samach leish, that he can take a netter, including that is mechuyv to fulfill his netter. It's two parts. He can take a netter, it's binding, and also he has the mechuyev to fulfill the netter. That's the stipler. What does Reb Chaim Ozer say? It triggers what din? Amir legavoka hedyatami, which we say by a goy, compared to a katan. Truth is, the comparison I think you could ask on. Why? Let me ask you a question. If a cotton borrows money, is he mechuyev to pay? According to most Rishonim, no. He's not mechuyev to pay. So how do you compare a cotton with a goy? Cotton doesn't have the ability to yotzer mamon. A goy for sure can mechayev himself money. So that's lamaisa. Why I think our answer is better, not better. Who am I? Rechaim Moses was the God of the door. But the Stipler's answer, we'll call it the Stipler's answer that we were mechayev to, lamaisa, I think is much more powerful than Rechaim Moses got. Reb Chaim Moses comparison, because Reb Chaim Moses comparison is still not the same. If a cotton borrows money, he's not mechuyev to pay back.
No,
can't take him to a din Torah.
It's not the same. But a cotton can't be
mechayev. Exactly.
But a goy can be mechayev.
Right.
So when you're borrowing from someone else, it's not the same as me giving something.
But we assume it's the same concept being done by kinyanim.
Why?
That's what we assume, Reb Isaac. He has no requirements. He has no chiyuvim.
But he's not making a kinyan for
hektish. I understand, but the bottom line is that only midrabanan does the Mishnah say in Gittin that peutos mechan mechan memkar memkar. That only midrabanan did they say ketanim of a certain age, but minatayra not. So Lamai said that's why. These are the two answers that we want to give. That's what he wants to say. A cotton shouldn't be what a cotton borrows. It's not mechiyuv. A goy can create a chiyuv moment. Okay, excellent. Very, very good. Everyone got this? Let's continue now, Sam. Back in Rashi. Go ahead, guys. Look inside. Go ahead. Hakol? Nerachim. You finished up with the Ketsuvin Beparsha, right? Guys, look inside. Hakol Nerachim. Charlie, let's get it. Go ahead. Hakol? No. Nerachim. Yeah, where you're at in Rashi, where you left off. The very next Rashi. Go ahead.
Hakol Nerachim.
Oh, anyone could be a model. You know what I mean when I say model? I'm pledging that guy's worth. What happens if the guy's a mukashchin? He's got blisters all over his skin, Rahman al-Islam. And no one would buy him off the slave market. No one. You know what? If you're in the parsha of Erekin, I don't care. You look at the guy's age and you make that payment. That's it. Done. If you're in the realm of Dumim, Charlie, which means what? How much he's worth in the what? The slave market, then he's worthless. Then it would be zero. You understand? It depends what parsha you are entering. Are you entering the galaxy of Erkin or are you entering the galaxy of Dom and Dovi? Which one is it? Go ahead. He has blisters and boils all over his skin. He's worthless. Go ahead. Limacher. Oh, excellent.
Iso.
He still has an amount in the parsha. Go ahead. Or he says it about another guy, right? Excellent. Go ahead. We don't say that what? Lo armina hol v'damim ein lo, that he's worthless in the galaxy of damim, right? Go ahead. We don't say that. We don't say that since in damim he's worthless, so in erekin he's worthless. Not true. He has a worth in error in the galaxy of erekin. Okay, you got it. Sam, clear? Okay, next Rashi. Go ahead. Now we're in the realm of Nadarim. Go ahead. Alkol. Right, certain amount of money you pledge on yourself, or the may plonialai, or certain amount of money, how much he's worth in the what? In the slave market. So the how much I'm worth, the may alai? Again, it's dumb. Go ahead, Vahasam.
The Hasam Farish, the ID, the Rai,
right. Excellent. Since it wanted to teach a Kol Nidrin, the model, you know, the guy you're doing, the other guy, Tananam Kol Nodrin. So it taught both. Go ahead. Excellent. Any guy's worth something has domin. Go ahead. Excellent. You give how much you'd be sold in the shuk. Go ahead. Vafilu.
Vafilu
This is so beautiful the way Rashi says it. What happens if the model, the guy you are pledging his worth, and it was less than a month old? What's the din? Does he have a worth? Yes. A baby less than a month old, 15 days old, has a worth. You pay it. Go ahead. Vavapi. But there is no din 15 days old, less than 3 days old for Erekin. If you're in the galaxy of Erekin, it's worthless. Go ahead. Excellent. Shalom what? There it is. Less than 30 days, it's worthless. In the what galaxy? Excellent. Go ahead. Very beautiful reading. What does the word Mia mean? What does Mia mean? What does the word Mia, guys, mean? We don't skip anything. What is Mia? Nevertheless. In the galaxy of Dumb, and nevertheless, it has a worth, the baby. Go ahead, Im Amar. Excellent. And if you went in the galaxy of Dumbin for a 15-year-old boy or 12-year-old boy, you would give his worth. Yes? Excellent. Go ahead. So we're trying to demonstrate that these aren't things, there are bad things to do in the Dharma and the Davis. And Eric, can go ahead. What does it say, Beferish in the Pasuk? It says, if you cease to take a netter, there won't be a chet. Mashma that what? If you do take a netter, you're engaged in chet. Excellent. Go ahead. Tov.
Tov asher lo tidor.
Now, where is that from? Kohelis, yes? You know there's Torah Nevi'im and Ksuv. We all know that, right? So this is a pasuk from the Chamisha Kumshei Torah, and then there's a pasuk from the Kohelis. Now, read this. This is a little tricky. Go ahead. Tov.
Tov asher lo tidor.
What does Le'el Mine mean here? A lot of guys who skip this and claim they understand it. They don't. What does Le'el Mine mean? No, Le'el is earlier. Le'el later on. What does Le'el mean? Where? Le'el in Kohelis. Where is the Pasuk in Kohelis? Perikei what? Pasuk what? Dalet. In the Gemara, it's quoting Perikei Pasuk Dalet. But Rashi is referring to what? The Pasuk right before it. You got me? What does it say, the Pasuk right before it? I'm going to read it inside. Thank you, Yehuda, for bringing it. Hey, Gimel. What is Hey, Gimel? Charlie, Kasher Tidor Lelokim Al Ta'acher L'Shamo Kein Chavetz Baksilim Es Asher Tidor Shalein. Get that phrase down. Es Asher Tidor Shalein. That's the end of Pasuk Gimel. So Rashi says, read, start again, Sam. Go ahead. Tov.
Tov Asher Lo Tidor Le'el Mine Es Asher Tidor Shalein.
Oh, that's what I just said in Gimel. Yeah, go ahead. That it says if you take a netter pay, go ahead. It's better not to take a netter and pay, because why? Actually, because maybe you'll take a netter, he won't pay. Go ahead. Mirabeira was one of his Rebbeim, Rashi's Rebbeim. What's difficult with this Rashi? What do you think is difficult with this Rashi? Tysus Kasha. Look at Tysus. Go ahead. Let's do the bottom tesis first. Go ahead. Tov.
Tov mizeh mizeh she'enam noter b'leker. Kero shekuntris. Dilel minei k'siv es asher t'idor shalayim. Avi l'hafi tov asher lo t'idor. Shema t'idor lo t'shalayim.
Exactly. In other words, when the Gemara quotes Pasuk Dalet, you're supposed to know Pasuk Gimel. Charlie, what's difficult with that? You know what's difficult with that? The Gemara didn't quote Pasuk Gimel. You understand what I'm saying? Rashi's trying to teaching you, you should know, right? The Gemara's assuming you know Kohelis well, and therefore it's saying that on the end of Pasuk Gimel, it said what? It said if you take a netter, you pay it. And then it says the very next Pasuk is better if you don't want to take the netter and what? Pay, because you might not end up paying. Yes? So go ahead, Vekashel Rabbeinu Tam. Guys, look inside. Bottom Tysus. Beautiful Kasha. The Gemara doesn't quote that pasuk at all. Charlie, you got that? Maisi means what? Bring. The Gemara, look at the bottom. The Kushal Binatam Dover, you got it? Kushal Binatam, well, Maisi Gemara who cry cloud. Yuda. That Gemara doesn't quote the pasuk at all. So what's Rashi doing? So he comes up with a whole new shot. Go ahead, Vinir Lurabinatam.
Vinir
Lurabinatam,
Jukuli Milsa, Dirish, Mehai Kara.
Oh, va'ana what?
Va'ana yidana the mishum tidor below shalim kamar.
I want you to get this. Rabbeinu Tam argues in Rashi. He learns the whole thing out from the same pasuk. You can derive the whole thing from the same pasuk itself. How do you derive the whole thing from the same pasuk? How do you derive the whole thing from the same pasuk? Charlie, how do you derive the whole thing from the same pasuk? You got me? Forget about the technology. Let's get it, right? Yeah? You follow me? How do you get it from the same pasuk? Because what does it say? Tova shirlo tidor mishitidor. It's better that you don't take a netter than you take a netter. And I would know that mishitidor meant what?
You don't pay.
Why does the end of the pasuk in Dalet have to say Sam what? Tova shirli tidor mishitidor velo teshalim. Why does he have to say velo teshalim? It's extra. I know mishitidor meant that what? It's better not to take a netter than take a netter and not paying. And then it says velo teshalim again. Repeats the same thing. The fact that it repeats the same thing. Ella what? Ella lachi kamer. Go ahead.
Ella lachi kamer velo teshalim.
In other words, what is Lot Hashanah coming to reveal? The Gluy means to reveal. Al Mishitidor, that Mishitidor means Kederach Anodrim Kamer, which means what? What is Kederach Anodrim? Most people take a netter, they pay. Shinodim Mishalman, period. So what does it mean? Tova Shir, what is Natan, what does Tova Shir Lot Tidor Mishitidor mean? It's better not to take a netter, Mishitidor. What is Mishitidor? Where you take a netter and you actually pay. And then the next phrase, lo teshalim, means when you don't pay. So that means what? It's better, there's three things. Better not to take a shvut all. That's better than what? Taking a netter and paying. And that's better than taking a netter and not paying. You got that? Rabbi Natan learns it all out from that pasuk. You don't need the pasuk gimel that's not mentioned in the Gemara. Rashi mentions pasuk gimel. Now what do you think is a little bit difficult with that what? With the Rabbeinu Tam. Excellent, Charlie. It's a Kavachomer. It's a Kavachomer. Why did the Torah have to tell you the two slots or the Ksuvim? I'll tell you why. Because if you only had one slot, you know what it would say? You know what I think it would have said? If you only had one slot, I would have said it's better not to take a netter than take a netter and not pay. But maybe taking a netter and pay is better. You understand what I'm saying? When you have two slots, yes? The reason why you need two slots, because if you had one slot, you'd put the what? You put the lesser chiddush in that one. You put the lesser chiddush in that one. You follow what I'm just saying? You'd put the lesser chiddush there. If you only had one slot, meaning to say, it's better not to take a netter than what? Then better to what? Then better to taking a netter not paying. But maybe taking a netter and paying is better. That's why we have both slots to say that they're both. Because you always go with the littlest chiddush.
No, but if you say it's better to take a netter than to take a netter, why not say?
No,
because
you always say the premise is it's better not to take a netter. You want to know what it's better than.
Yeah. So why not say it's better not to take a netter than to take a netter and pay? And from that, you know, Kal Chomer is better to take a netter.
Because I answered your kasha, because that's a bigger chiddush. We always go with the smallest chiddush. That's what I'm telling you. You always go with the smallest chiddush, and I'm going to give you an example that Tosfos quotes. I want you to get it down, but we'll say it outside before we read it, Sam. Are you familiar with Evan Ivry? And Evan Ivry is a full Jewish man. He either stole and he has no money and he has to be sold by a Beis Din, or he wants to sell himself for whatever reason. What happens if he's bought by a Kohen? Can a Kohen eat Truma? Yes. Can his Eviknani eat Truma? What's an Eviknani? A half Jew. A guy that's bought off the slave market. Remember we said that? He's given Mila Vitfila and he's a half Jew. Can an Eviknani of a Kohen eat Truma? Yes. Kinyan Kaspal. And the Evan Ivry cannot. And you know what those are called? Toshav v'sachir. A Toshav and a Sachir, the Torah says, Lo Yochal Kodesh. Cannot eat truma even if they're owned by Kohanim. You got to get this din. And Evan Knani of a Kohen can eat truma. C-A-N. And Evan Ivry cannot eat truma. Why do you need two slots? Because there are two types of Evan Ivry's. The first type of Evan Ivry is bought for 6 years, and he's still in that first 6 years. What's the second type of Evan Ivry? Where he pierced the zero and wants to stay with him for good. That also guy cannot eat truma as well. Why do you need both slots? Because if you had only had one slot, what would you think, Charlie? That the guy that's bought for 6 years cannot eat. But the guy that's what? Pierce is closer, maybe he could eat. Kamashman, you have both slots and you say that neither of them can eat. That's exactly a model for our Gemara here.
Why do you use two slots? Why not just save a slot and just give the bigger chiddush and
then... Because you're saying the same thing, Ari. We never say the bigger chiddush. Hashem wrote two slots. If you only had one slot, you would only take the lesser chiddush. That's what Hashem is teaching us. That's the message I want you to get forever. Read it inside, Sam. Go ahead, Kid Amar. This is a Gemara Kiddush and Avdalah. Go ahead. There are two slots to teach you that both slots the guy can't eat the truma. That's the same thing here. What do I mean the same thing here? What's the same thing here? Same thing here that what? It's better not to take a netter, better than what? Both slots. Better than what? A guy who takes a netter and pays, and better a guy that takes a netter and doesn't pay. Why isn't it a kosher cane? Because I never would make the kosher cane, Charlie. I would take the littlest chiddush. I would say it's better than a guy who took a netter and did not pay. But maybe a guy who did a netter and paid is a good guy. You understand what I'm saying? That's exactly what Tosis says. So Rashi's difficult. Rashi's very difficult. Why he has to quote a pasuk gimel that's not in the Gemara. I don't have an answer for Rashi. I don't have an answer for Rashi. You got to look in the Rosh Yosef, and maybe we'll try to take a look at it. Lamaisa, let's see if Rashi, Lamaisa, if there's anything on Rashi that we could save. Why do you think Rashi had to quote this? One second, that time. Why do you think Rashi had to quote this, Halacha Lamaisa? Why do you think Rashi had to quote the pasuk earlier? Le'el mine. Why do you think he had to quote it? Very, very difficult, no? So I think, and I want you to get this down. Please get this down to save Rashi. The Rosh Yosef answers like this. Be'emis, Reb Meir, Zdorish from the pasuk, Shehuva Shalot Tov, Lidur Klal. Even without the earlier pasuk. Because if you say the pasuk kipshuto, it's better not to dorish lo titer melider lo tishalim. That's pshita. But you know what Rashi was bothered by? Shelo haya lo pasuk listom kokach. Why is the pasuk so ambiguous? So he answers, it's relying on the previous pasuk. In other words, what Rashi's saying is in a chanami. I agree that the whole drash is really from that pasuk in the Gemara quotes. But the reason why he brings up gimel is to answer why the pasuk is ambiguous, because it's not really ambiguous. It's relying on pasuk gimel. And what slot was said? What is slot is saying? Lo tishalei means what? The end of the pasuk, dal, which means you don't pay at all. What is what? What does the mishatidor mean? What it said in the end of gimel, which meant what? You took a netter and you paid. That's all the prima gaudim is saying. That we knew that that word was relying on pasuk gimel. But that's not the ikar drasha. The Gemara didn't need a quota. It was like an assist man. So since it was an assist man, Lamaisa, the Gemara didn't quote the pasuk. That's how we're saving Rashi. You understand what I'm saying? What Rashi's saying is an assist pasuk. So the Gemara didn't need to quote the assist pasuk at all. Okay? Yeah, in other words, the pasuk before in Gimel said that if you take a netter, you pay, is an indicator that a pasuk dalid when it's in Mishitidor, it's better not to take a netter, better than what? Taking a netter and pay. How do I know it's talking about netter and pay? Because the previous pasuk said it. And therefore, lo tishalem, the end of dalid means what? Where you took a netter, you didn't pay at all. So the pasuk saying clearly, it's better not to take a netter than take a netter and pay. And also to take a netter and surely not pay. But how do you know it's talking about a netter and paying? Because the earlier pasuk in Gimel, the one right before, ended up talking about Tidor, Lamaisa, and paying. Tidor, Shalem. So, but since it's like an assist, it's not the Iker Drasha, the Gemara didn't need to quote that pasuk. That's what the Prima Gaudim wants to answer for Rashi. It's a beautiful answer. So I'll go. Baruch Hashem, very happy. Now we have an answer, Lamaisa, for what? For Reb Yudin. I mean, for Rashi. I mean, you could ask a why can't you ask the Kasha Kon Reb Yudin that says the pasuk is pshuto, it's pshita? No, what do you? It's not so pshita. What's Reb Yudin's opinion? What's Reb Yudin's opinion the end of the day? Not Reb Meir. What's Reb Yudin's opinion, Yehuda? Yehuda, what's Reb Yudin's opinion? It's better to take a netter and pay, not take a netter at all. That's Reb Yudin's opinion. That's a chiddush. You might have said like Reb Meir, don't take the darim at all. and risk not doing it. You follow me? So that's the chiddush you want to bring out. Excellent. Very, very good, Sam. Okay? All right. Go ahead. Finish the Rosh. You know what? Before you finish the Rosh, you do the previous Taisus. Let's go. What's the previous Taisus, guys? Let's get this. This also is a very good methodological example. Read this one line of Taisus. Go ahead. Ksiv.
Ksiv to Vashel Tidor. Mikara, my saving degree Torah. The other, my saving degree Torah.
Now, what are the simple words of this Taisus saying? What are the simple words of this Taisus? Why don't you get this down in your notes? Get everything down. It says, originally we quoted a pasuk in Chumash, and then we quoted a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah. What is Kabbalah? What does Kabbalah mean? Nach. Nevi'im and Ksuvim. That's a Gemara in Baba Kama, Be'ezim and Be'ez. Nach. Okay? Shkoyach. Shkoyach, Taisus. Thank you. Shkoyach. The Taisus says, the Gemara quoted a pasuk in Chumash and a pasuk in Kabbalah. Thank you. Thank you, Taisus. I love Taisus. I'm giving you a Yashakoyach. What on earth is Taisus saying? I know that from the Gemara. You know Pasuk Chumash, you know Pasuk Koalas. So let's offer three pshatim what Taisus means. Let's get every one of them down. Number one. Let's suggest the following. There is a Gemara in Kiddushin. I don't know if you learned it in Davav Meral. Talks about different Lashonas when you want to be Makadosh a woman. It says Hariat Harufasi. Hariat Harufasi. Is that good? So the Gemara says, well, the Pasuk in Chumash says, he necharefes leish. It talks about a shivcha kanayas being like a married to a man. Not a lot, you know, being like, there's no kedusha, but it's being associated with the man. And then it says, va'od, in the province of Yehuda, you know what they call an arusa? They call her harufa. That's what the Gemara writes in kedusha.vav. Talking about, is that lashon good? If a guy under the chuppah would say, hariat harufasi. So Gemara jumps and says, oh, Yehuda Od Lakra? Yehuda Od Lakra? Gemara in Vav Manaf asks this kasha. I need a support to a pasuk to tell me what the commonplace activity behavior is in the province of Yehuda to legitimatize and help out this pasuk. A pasuk stands on its own, alone, in Chumash, to be enough of a riot that Harufasi would be good. For Od Yehuda Lakra? So maybe we could suggest. Maybe that's what Taisus is bothered by. Why on earth does the Gemara quote a pasuk from the Torah Kedusha and Mechukosai, and they quote a second pasuk Kohelis? The pasuk doesn't. You don't need a pasuk Kohelis. The pasuk in the Torah should stand on its own. Maybe that's what Taisus is bothered by. Yes. Problem with that is, what's the answer? He didn't give an answer. So that's a first mahalak we want to interpret Taisus, but there's a problem with that because the Taisus is not giving an answer. So we're not going to go with that. Okay. But I want you to get you got it down already? Get everything, all the possibilities down. I might ask you, give me three what possibilities how to learn this Taisus. Second possibility, like the Taisa Rosh. And thank you very much, Yehuda. You haven't called it before. Taisa Rosh is like this. Taisa Rosh is beautiful. It's a progression. Let's say you had no Pasuk. You didn't have the Pasuk in the Torah. And you didn't have the pasuk Kohelis. What would you think? I would think it's a mitzvah to take a netter. Why not? There's a whole parsha in the Dharm. And I would think that what? That it's wrong to stop taking the Dharm. Maybe it's an aveir if I stop taking a netter. That's what I would think, maybe. Maybe it's an aveira who stopped taking a netter. That's what he actually says. If you didn't have the pasuk, I'll read you the lashon. He says, "Dika lemeim the cross lashmin the lo tema mitzvah lidor v'hachechtel mid lidor yeshbu nesiyas echet." Maybe it means, Charlie, there's a mitzvah to take nedarim if you had no psukim at all, and it would be an aveira to stop taking nedarim. Why not? If it's a mitzvah to do something, it's also to stop doing a mitzvah, right? You got that? That's what I would think without no psukim at all. Get it down. Then what's the first pasuk come and say? Again, if you had no psukim at all, what would you say? That it's a mitzvah to take the darim, and it's usher to stop taking the darim. What's the first pasuk to come to say, the one in the Torah? It's not usher to stop taking the darim, but it's still a mitzvah. Comes the pasuk in Kohelis and says what? It's not even a mitzvah. See how it breaks it down from the premise you would think if you had no psukim? Binyama, get that down. That's the way the Taisa Rosh says it. And that's what Taisa means. Yes, why do you need the quote, the puzzle and Torah should be enough? Why do you need quotes? Because it's all a progression. I would think the premise move would be that what? Without any psukim, be a mitzvah take an eder, and there's no aveira at all to stop to, and there's an aveira to stop doing it. We love nedarim. That's what I would think without no psukim. It's a mitzvah take an eder, and it would be an aveira and a siyas chet to stop taking nedarim. Comes the first pasuk and tells me what? What's the first pasuk come and tell me? That it's not usher to stop, but it's still a mitzvah. Comes the second pasuk and tells me it's not even a mitzvah. That's why you need both psukim. Beautiful, no? That's the Taisa Rosh. And then there's a third shot. Third shot we want to suggest is based on the Taisa and Baba Basra Samach Alef Amud Alef. Let's get it. Taisa and Baba Basra Samach Alef Amud Alef postulates the following theory. You know what he says? The only time that you got to ask yourself, what is the second pasuk being quoted for? Is if the Gemara said the word va'od. This is from the Shita Mikubetz's answer. If you say va'od, the word od, then you got to ask yourself, why do you need a second pasuk? Okay? Why do you need a second pasuk when you say the word od? But if you don't say the word od, then don't, no big deal. Many times we have what? We have the concept of what? Katu b'Torah shanuim b'nevim mishulis paktuvim. It's written in the Torah. It's repeated in what nevim, and it's said a third time in ksuvim, and that's no big deal. So that's what Tosa is saying. Since the Gemara didn't say the word od in our Gemara, no big deal. Why you quote a second pasuk? That's the Shita Mikubetz's how we're interpreting this pshat here, and that's what it means. It doesn't say od; it says ksiv, and that's the answer that we want to give. Okay, yes. Only if it says va'od, like in the Gemara in Yikidushin and Davav, did the Gemara jump and say, Yehuda v'od l'kra? You have to tell me what the activities are they do in Yehuda supports the pasuk. The pasuk doesn't need that support. But it said va'od, the Gemara jumps. Here our Gemara never said va'od. Quoted a pasuk in Chumash, and it said uksiv in Koheles. Didn't say va'od be Koheles. Va'od implies I got something else to tell you with this new pasuk. It's just being supportive without the word vote, and therefore you can answer that kash, and that's what Tosis is really driving at. Don't ask me why I quoted Koel, it's just quoting it to hit home the concept. But the only thing that's going to repel me to be bothered by it if you say the word vote, that's a third shot that we want to suggest.
How does the word vote?
Because that's what I said, and furthermore, it's like, and furthermore, and I have another big thing to say. You just go right into the pasuk without saying vod, it's no big deal. No, vod means, and furthermore, I have another important nakuda. Above the level of those, you're writing a por. No. Ksiv just means this theme is found, this concept is found in Torah, Nevim. You know, does anyone say Vitein Lecha Saturday nights? Do you say Vitein Lecha? In our shul, we don't say it, I say it myself. Because the guys don't want to get going Saturday night, you know what I mean? Okay, so I say it myself. But it's some shuls they say it, it's beautiful. It says, it talks about Hashem's humility in the Torah, talks about it in the Nevi'im, talks about it in the Ksuvim. But it doesn't say va'od dovi. Va'od means and I have a bullet point. It's like l'havdol as you're writing a paper. Va'od and furthermore. You know what I'm saying? If you just go in, this pasuk says and this, it's just driving home the concept. So that's the third answer. One sec, Binyamin. And I want to do one more, four. Let's do four ways of learning Taisus. Shidim Gubetz quotes the Taisach Ronos that says, you know why this Pasuk Koheles was quoted? Because that's the machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. That's the machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. They're actually arguing how to touch the Pasuk in Koheles. So since that's the Pasuk that they're arguing about, so therefore it quotes that Pasuk. That really doesn't help you so much. So why did Gemara quote the Pasuk in Chumash? You know what I'm saying? That doesn't really help you. That fourth answer is difficult also because it doesn't substantiate why I quoted the Pasuk in Chumash. If they're arguing about the Pasuk Koheles, just quote that one. You know what I mean? All right, but it's saying, the Meir of Yehuda argues, Tov Mizeh Mizeh. They're arguing how to touch that Pasuk, right? So, but why quote the Pasuk in Chumash? So let's chazer over. four different ways to learn this up this Tosos. What's the first? Gemara and Kiddushin, that anytime it says, oh, the Pasuk on Chumash stands alone, why do you need a supportive Pasuk? That's number one. Yes? Problem with that learning is that Tos doesn't answer the Kasha. What's the second way you learn it? Tos HaRosh that says what? If you didn't say any Pesukim at all, what would you say? That it's a mitzvah to take a neder and it's an aver to stop taking the darm. The Pasuk on Chumash says what? That it's a, that it's not usher to stop, but it's still a mitzvah. And the second pasuk Yehoshua tells me it's not even a what? It's not even a mitzvah. Yes.
Can you just explain why that pasuk in the Torah
says
it's not
usher to? Because it says, when you cease to take a neder, techtol cease, there will not be a sin. It says beferish. Oh. When you stop taking neder, no problem. But without that pasuk, I would have thought it is. What's the third way to learn?
It doesn't say
v'od. Doesn't say v'od, like Tosas, where about basa samachlam on alf? Doesn't say vote, it's no problem. What's number four? Shidim Gubetzes. The third and fourth are from the Shidim Gubetzes. The fourth one's from the Shidim Gubetzes. Shem Tos Achronis, that what? The Rebbe and Meir argue on the Pasuk Koelis, but that doesn't substantiate why I quoted the Pasuk in Chumash. Okay. Binyamin, you had a kasha?
Yeah.
Go ahead, real quick. Yes, based on Tosu Babasa, Samachalf Amralf. What the Bramaska was it? Ibai Sema, correct? Yeah. What are you bothered by?
But it doesn't change why we need support.
Ibai Sema.
Because we're not, because the original question is, why are we quoting both? It's not whether one is supporting the other.
No, the question was, why is it supporting both? Why is it quoting a second pasuk? So the only time you're going to be bothered by such a kasha is if the Gemara articulated the word v'od.
Then why is the question there in the first place?
Tosfos
is asking a question,
and
it's already a problem.
No, that's what Tosfos is asking and answering. It's all within one line. He's asking, why did it what? Quote it a supportive pasuk. Lamaisa, the answer is, no problem, Lamaisa. We don't ask why it quotes a supportive pasuk, unless it says the word v'od. That's all. It's all within that one line of Tosfos. That's how you read it in. It's echoing the reverberations of Taisa Baba Basra. That's what he's saying. Okay? That's what he quotes this pasuk. Okay, Sam, Vaitan Rashi. Guys, look inside. Go ahead. We got to finish the Rashis. Go ahead. We're up to Tov Mizeh. Go ahead.
Tov Mizeh. Minoru Mishalim. Minoru Behinu.
Excellent. It's better to take a netter and pay. It's even better to take a netter and not pay. Just don't take a net at all. Go ahead. Someone who's Ragab and Adarim will come to the din of Loyachot Varo. Go ahead. Which is alive in the Torah. Yeah, read again. I'm sorry. Rebut Omer. Oh. It's better that you don't take a netter and take a netter not paying. Aval. That, excellent. But mishitir of the shalim lo, but to take a netter and pay, no. Shu told mikun. That's the best bet, to take a netter and pay. That's the way you read the Rashi. Go ahead. Bafilu. When did Rabbi Yehuda say it's better to take a netter and pay? Go ahead. If the behemoth you were makdish dies, or is what? Excellent. Go ahead. You are not mechuyev to what? To bring a new one. Excellent. Go ahead. What's inami mean? And even if you are what? Yeah, usually means another answer, but here it means even if you're not choshish, that he won't be mekayimit b'mezid. Let's say a guy won't be mekayimit. Yeah. Let's say a guy takes a netter and he won't bring the animal to the Beis HaMikdash. So it's better if it dies or if it's stolen, what? You're not mechuyev to what? You're not mechuyev to bring a new one, right? But let's say it didn't die or get stolen. Maybe a guy won't bring it at all. That's what Rashi's bothered by. Go ahead. Inami, go ahead. Why aren't we choshes that he won't be mekayim b'mezid? Go ahead. What does that mean, guys? Don't skip it. People skim it, they know what it means. On the bottom there, Binyamin. On the bottom of the Rashi, what does it mean, inami? Inami usually means or else, but here he's trying to say, even if it doesn't die, or it's not stolen, why aren't we choshesh that maybe he won't do it b'mezid? What's the answer? What's kevin afreshay? Since he separated it already, he articulated the hekdesh sulo hadarbe. What is sulo hadarbe? He can't be choser bo anymore. It's already in the rishus of who? Who's it already in the rishus of? Hekdesh. Based on what principle? Amira legavoa? Amira legavoa? Kimisira lehajidami. So there's nothing to worry about. That's why he loves Nidavis. Because it's already in the rishus of the Beis HaMikdash. If it dies or gets stolen, now mechuyev to what? Replenish it. Maybe he won't fulfill it at all if it stays alive or doesn't get stolen. What's the answer? It's done already. It's in whose rishus? It's in the Beis HaMikdash rishus, so don't worry about it. That's why Rebuta loves Nidavis. Turn to Yomud. Excellent, Sam. Please get how to read that. Read the next Rashi. Go ahead. Let's look inside. There's a hard Rashi. Guys, look inside. Sam, you're doing a great job. Go ahead. Aval.
Amar Hare Alai Lo.
Oh. What did Rebbe Yehuda say is good? To take a Nedav, Arizu. But Hare Alai is bad. Go ahead. Read the Dirmasko again. Aval.
Aval. Amar Hare Alai Lo. Dilma Pasha Lo Mekayim.
Maybe he'll be negligent and he won't what? Maybe he'll be negligent and he won't what? He won't fulfill it by a netter. Go ahead. Vachi. And this is what we establish in the Darim. Excellent. According to the second Lashon in the Darim, the Gemara asks, you know what the Gemara asks? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Tov Mizeh Mizeh Noder Mashalim, how do we say Lo Tov Hare Alai? Right? You know what I mean? How do you say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's always better to take a netter? And he says it's not good to say Hare Alai. Why? Why is it not good? I thought you said only a Nedav is good. Right? A netter is not good. Why is a netter not good? Why is a netter not good? Because you always have responsibility to be good on it, right? So the Gemara asks, Rebbe Yehuda said what? Were you worried about being negligent of Lomakayim? But Rebbe Yehuda said it's always good to take Nedarim. So how do you tell me it's not good to say Hare Alai? Why is it not good to say Hare Alai? What's the answer? Go ahead, Rebbe Yehuda. Excellent. Underline that word 100 times. No Dave. It's no Dave Umashalim. What's no Dave mean? Hare Zu. That's what Rebbe Yehuda was talking about that's good. That's what Rebbe Yehuda was talking about. The Gemara says, the in the Darim it says, the Gemara asks, Rebbe Yehuda says, Tov Mizeh Mizeh Noder Mishalim. It's great to take a netter and pay. So how do you tell me it's not good to say a Hare Alai? The Gemara just said it's not good to say a Hare Alai. What's the answer? It's never good to say a Hare Alai. What's it good to say? Hare Zu, which is no Dave. No Dave is Hare Zu, yes? That's what it means, Tani, insert. Rebbe Yehuda, Tani, no Dave, Mishalim. So insert no Dave. Go ahead. Alma, we see. So we see from in the Ma'arichim Enojin L'chachil Lo, which means what?
The Hare Alai is good.
So what's he saying here? Hare Alai all days is not good. So why does it teach Akol? Yes? What does Akol mean? Akol means B'di'evit, yes? That's what we're all demonstrating with the beginning of Shir, we said. That this Akol means B'di'evit. This Akol means B'di'evit. Hare Alai, according to the Rebbe Yehuda, is bad. So what's he asking now? So he's asking the following kasha. Please get it. Maybe the Mishnah, which we said outside in the beginning of Shir. Why don't you say the Mishnah is according to Rebbe Yehuda? If the Mishnah is according to Rebbe Yehuda, how would it be l'chachila? Saman Nedava. Right? Why can't you say that? That's what he's bothered by, Rashi's right now. Read inside. Go ahead. Go ahead. Leika l'meimar. You can't say that. Go ahead. By Erkin and Demei Alai, it does not work to say Harezu. Go ahead. Leika lememerbu Harezu. Ad what?
Ad Amar Beresha Erki Alai.
Excellent. You must say Erki Alai first. You cannot say Harezu for Eriki and Demei Alai. You must say Eriki and Demei Alai first. Go ahead.
The
Hadar Yoiv, and then you give the money. Kifi. Excellent. Go ahead, Videmei. Lemishayme Kavda. What is Demei Alai? You have to evaluate how much the guy's worth as an Eved Ivri. But first you have to say Demei Alai. First you gotta say Eriki Alai. First you gotta say Demei Alai. Go ahead. You cannot enter the Parsha of Erkin unless you say Alai, Alai, Alai. You cannot say Hayarezu, referring to what? Referring to the din. You cannot say, you have to say Demei Alai first. And then you evaluate the guy like an Evid. Go ahead. You cannot say, go ahead, Harezu on its own. Dehechi what? Excellent. You can't. How can you say Hare Elu La Rachim if you didn't take an Eriki Alai first? You must say Eriki Alai first. Okay? You must say Demei Alai first. Otherwise, it's totally meaningless. Harezu cannot fit with Eriki Alai. Cannot. You have to say Alai, Alai, Alai for the Parsha of Eriki. For the Parsha of Damim also, you have to say what? You have to say Alai, Alai, Alai. So therefore, it comes out that Alai, Alai, Alai means what? That forces you to say Alai, and that means what? That is always B'di'evit. Why is that always B'di'evit? Because what does Alai always mean? That if it gets lost or stolen, I got to pay it up. Maybe I'll be negligent, I won't do it. So the fact that the Parsha of Erkin forces you to say the word Alai all the time, and therefore forces you in a slot that it's always B'di'evit, even according to Reb Yehuda. What is L'chadchila according to Reb Yehuda, Meir? Reb Yehuda, what, according to Yehuda, what is L'chadchila according to Reb Yehuda? Nidarim v'nidavos, if you say Harezu, but not the Parsha of what? Of Erkin. The Parsha of Erkin has to mean what? Has to be a Hare Alai, which is always a B'di'evit. Forces you into that B'di'evit. In the slate category of Nidarim, you can choose the Nidavah slack, a track. The Nidavah slack is fine. Nidavah's track is fine. But if you're in the Parsha of the of Erkin track, you are stuck. It's saying Alai, 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 which is bad, even according to Buddha. So we just demonstrate our Kolment B'di'evit. Okay, Charlie, you got what we just said? We just read it inside the Rashi. That you must say Alai, Alai, Alai to when you enter the enterprise of what Erkin. When you say Demei Alai, you have to say Alai, Alai, Alai. Alai tells you Nidarim, which is bad. Because if it gets stolen or lost, you got to compensate for it. Natan, you follow what I'm just saying? We read it inside. What do you need to say?
Say
you need to say Alai in the parsha of Erkin. Why? That's the Gzeres HaKasuv. What about for Damim? Do you have to say Alai? What do you mean no, Lomaisa? What do you mean no? In the end, Rashi says, Lekin Lamei Rabu Harezu Adamar Bereisha Eriki Alai Vada Yoiv Kifi Yachan Zabarsha V'demei Alai Nami Deboi L'mish Mikavda. Right? The Parsha of Erkin Lamaisa, yes? If you want to give a Nadav of what you're worth, you must say Alai. Also Dumbim if it's on what you want to do. Erkin is automatically Alai. Dumbim if you want to do it on your worth, you have to say Alai. What is Harezu good in? What enterprise? Nidarim, it's on a Hefsa. You don't say Harezu on a guy. You don't say Harezu on a human being. Say Harezu on an object, on the animal. So I'm saying anytime you don't want enterprise, the Erkin, it must be Alai, Alai, Alai. And if you want to make it a dumb in mind upon yourself, of course you have to say Alai. You understand what I'm saying? Harezu on a human being, you don't give a human being to be offered on this bath. It's murder, right? The Ramah writes that when we give a korban, we offer ourselves in the best. You know on a tainis, you're supposed to say Ribbono Olamim? The diminution of my fat and blood should be as if I offered myself on the Mizbeach. You're supposed to say that for the second Yil Ratzel. Every Mincha. Tomorrow in Brachas Daf Yitzayin and Aleph. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Hilchos Tainis. So the beautiful. So we just finished the Rashis. And the two Tosis. Yes? Okay. What I want to get to now, and then usually on Sunday we do something in Halakha from Chumash, I want to just say over quickly, let's get this. I want to just get this, say this over quickly, let's get it. Tomorrow we'll add on it, and then we'll end up with the Mahalak and the Halach and Chumash. I want you to get it. You with me? Comes out, interesting, Kasha, I want you to get this, Lamaisa. And that is that, what happens if a person does say this? Please get this down. What do I mean? What happens if a person says Hare Elu Erkia Hektish without saying a lie? What do you say? What is the din? You have to say Erkia lie first. You have to say Dumim lie first. What happens if a guy says Hare Elu Erkin? Is it bogus or not? What's the din? Please get it down. The Ramban says it's Chal, it's Hektish. The money is given to Hektish. The Ramban says it is Chal. And the Ritva says, like you, Binyamin, the Ritva says that it's nothing. It's not chal at all. You know what it's similar to? A guy says he's chayv achatis, and he's not really chayv achatis. He didn't turn the light on Shabbos b'shogeg. So please get that down. So machlokes is between the Ramban and the Ritva. In a case where you would say, Harelu Berki, where you don't say a lie, is it chal now? The Ramban says it's chal. The hektish must be given. The money is hektish. The Ritva says it's a nothing. Shalom or klum. So the Ritva. If he says this phrase of Erki, Hare Elu Erkin, but doesn't say what? A lie. He says this thing should be Erkin. It's meaningless. Is it meaningless? No. Might not be called Erkin, but the Ramban says it's holy now. The money's holy. And what does the Ritva say? It's not chal at all. One sec. So the Ritva and the Taisa Rush ask, but there is a case. The Ritva and the Taisa Rush ask, but there is a case of Chirv Erkin can work without a lie. What's that phrase? Please get this. Hareini. Please get the word Hareini. What is Hareini? Behold, I am Berki. The Gemara has in Chulin later on a Kuflam and Tesamet Aleph Ar Masechta. Is that acceptable? So Ritva says yes, it is. Hareini Berki is like a lie. So why did Rashi only say Hare a lie? It's Lav Dafka. Hare a lie is just as good as Hareini. Hareini is just as good as a lie. You don't need Dafka Hare a lie. Hareini would be the same thing. The Tosfos Rosh answers, even Hareini, you'd be Chaya Bachrayis, because we learn from the Gemara, says Ma'akos of an Asata, and then it's in your hands, actually, it comes to the Kohen, but it's Lo Tov Lindor Kane. Why is it not Lo Tov? Because you might not fulfill it. So he adds on, if you say, Hareini, Berki, Mamnas Halolos Shalafanai, Amanas, that I shouldn't be Chayav Achrayis, maybe you won't be Chayav. So maybe you could have what made up that configuration? You could have said, Hareini, with the Tanai, then I'm not responsible. Why did the Gemara give that case? Maybe you could have said, Hareini, with what? With the Tanai, then I'm not responsible. Why didn't the Gemara give that case? Let's say the money's in the hands of the Gizbar already. It's not going to become to a Takala. What's the answer? What's the answer? Because that's a Shver answer. That's a very Dochek answer to say. And the Mishnah's not talking about that crazy case. So let's go over this whole Mahalach here, guys. Let's get it. Let's go over the whole Mahalach. What happens if a guy says Harelu Erki? He doesn't say a lie. So the Ramban says it's still holy, the money. You got to give the money Beis HaMikdash. It's not called Erkin, but you got to give the money Beis HaMikdash. Because who gets the Erkin? Does it go to Kohanim or Bedek Abayis? Machlokes Tanoim. Please get it down. Mishnah Erkin Daf Chavches. Chavchesim Lav Stam Charamim. Are Charamim given? That's Charamim. If you say Charam, is a Charam given to Kohanim or Bedek Abayis? Machlokes Tanoim. But here you said what Erki? So, Lamais, is the money holy or not? The Ramban says, yes, it is holy. The Mos are Kodesh. It's just not an Erech. Money is given to the Beis HaMikdash. When you say the word Charamim, it's a Machlokes whether you give it to Kohanim or Bedek Abayis. If you say Charam, see, a lot of people think Charam means you put a guy in Charam, but it also means devoting something to for Beis HaMikdash, for holiness. So, I want you to know, in the case where you say Erechi, or Domin without saying the word Alai. What does it mean, Natan? Get it down. According to Rabban, how much is it? $50. Then the $50 goes to the Beis HaMikdash. $50 goes to the Beis HaMikdash, according to Rabban. It's not Erkin. It's not Erkin, because he didn't plug into the parts of Erkin. But it is holy. What does the Ritva say? Zero. It's nothing, the Beis HaMikdash. Like a guy says he's Chayav HaChatas when he's not Chayav HaChatas. Can't declare a Behemah Chayav HaChatas if he's not Chayav HaChatas. Oh, so Machloek is between who? The Ramban and the Ritva, whether it's Chal or not. You're not getting it down, Natan. The Ramban says yes, the Ritva says no. Yes? So what's the cash of the Ritva and the Taisa Rosh? He claims he did. So I'm wrong. So what's the cash of the Ritva and the Taisa Rosh? Say Harani. Is Harani good or not? So what does the Ritva say? Yes, it's good. And Rashi said, Harei Alai is Lav Dafka. Harani is just as good. What's the Taisa Rosh's answer? Harani is good, but you're not what? What's Harani? It's good, but you're Chai Bachrayas. We don't want a case for Chai Bachrayas, because maybe the guy won't do it. So why can't you make a Tanai Harani where you want? Where you say, I'm not Chai Bachrayas. Harani Erek Yelai, I'm not Chai Bachrayas. What's the answer? It's too crazy of a case. Too crazy of a case. Are you got this? Please get this down. Oh. Last Nakuda, and then we get to the Mahalach and Chumash and Aloch. Let's get this last Nakuda. Okay. Is it okay to take a neder at the time of Esar? God forbid a relative is very sick, and a guy wants to take a neder that, you know, he's going to go to a minyan, never miss shir, never miss seder if his relative gets better. So Tosas and Amud Beis, we're going to see it tomorrow, but I wanted to just do the end of the Tosas. Turn to Beis and Beis. Sammy did a great job. Look at Beis and Beis, the end of the Tosas. Tomorrow, Blinetta, we'll try to see the beginning. Read the end of the Tosas, Beis and Beis. Okay, you got it there, Sam? You got it? Take a look at Beis and Beis, the top Tosas, Vim Tomar. Four lines from the end of the Tosas. Vaksiv and Brachos Chavches. Take a look at Beis and Beis. Everyone got it? Take a look, the bottom, the end of that Tosas. Vim Tomar. Go ahead, Sam.
Vim Tomar, Vaksiv.
Vayidor.
Yaakov Neder.
Oh, Yaakov's a tzaddik. He took the Dharm. Thought you're not supposed to take the Dharm. Go ahead, Uksiv. Ashalema. Says in Yonah. The Dharm I took. I fulfilled. Doesn't seem like the Dharm are so bad. How do you deal with those two psukim? You're the Kasha? Yes, Shmuel. Says Beferish. Yaakov and Yonah took the Dharm. Go ahead. Excellent. In the time of Tzuris, the guy's allowed to take a netter. Go ahead. Lamor Ladoros. For all generations, the Dharma are permissible. But when? Excellent. Please get it down. So Toysis says, the Dharma are okay. Get it down, Dovi. The Dharma are okay if you do it based on. Fine? Okay, it's an exception to the rule. However, the Ramban gives another answer, which I want you to get. The Ramban in Dimask of Hikshu says, when is it also to take a neder natan? By kachim is beach. Because maybe you'll come to Takala. Hashem doesn't need our kabbanas. Hashem doesn't need our kabbanas. Dovi, let's get it. What'd you say? Oh, 1 o'clock we finish here. On Sunday, yeah. Oh, if you gotta go, you gotta go. I want you to get the end. So Yaakov says, we'll see you tomorrow, Bezhashem. Yaakov Lamaisa what? Yaakov's it'll take an Eder Beis Sara. Yes? What's the second answer? The Ramban says Hashem doesn't need our kabbanas. You know what's us to take Nedarim? To give over a kachim his bath. Hashem doesn't need our olas v'zvachim. So Pazgan Shmuel. Hinei Shemoah mizevach tov. What type of neder is permissible? Please get it down. Charlie. For tzedakah. A neder for tzedakah is permissible. Or the mimafris maisul anim. Or let's say a guy's having a big problem. Let's say with eating cheeseburgers. Or whatever. Let's say he's eating cheeseburgers, Lamaisa. So you can't take a neder on the Dharma on that because you're Mitzuva Marsina. But let's say you want to take a neder not to go in the vicinity of the store. So you won't come to eat it. Or let's say a guy needs to lose weight. So he says, even for kosher food, he says you want to take a neder not to come within the vicinity of the store. That's permissible. That's what the Ramban says. Because what does the Mishnah say in Avos? Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Gimel. He said Dunkin' Donuts.
Same thing, yeah. You know what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, take a neder not to come within Duncan. So Mishnah Novus Pir Gimel and Mishnah Yigimel. Says the Dharma Sayag Lapricious. What does Siag mean? It's a fence for precious. Precious means good things. Separate yourself from things that are bad for you. So not all the Dharma are bad. What is the Tos answer? Asara. What's the Ramban's answer? For Sadaka and Afrasanim, or to separate yourself from Misurim. It's a mitzvah. Like we find in Mishnah Novus Pir Gimel, Mishnah Yigimel, Siag Lapricious. And then the Ritva. Then the Ritva quotes, amazing thing, I want you to get it. He quotes the Gemara Nedarim Daf Ches. You guys know that song? Nishbati v'kaimeno, lishmo mishpatei sidkecha. They sing it in Eretz Yisrael. No, you don't recall that? I'm not such a good singer. So it says, Tilim kuf yotes pasuk kuf vav. It says there that, nishbati v'kaimeno. And that means if a person feels he wants to come closer to Hashem and do a kapara ritzui to Hashem, he can also bring karbanos, and that's a mitzvah too. That's what the Ritva quotes, yes. He actually says that if you want to come closer to Hashem, even karbanos are considered to be good. To take a netter to bring a korban. We learned earlier in Shir that kol anoder kiblu bon Obama is a Russia. What's that talking about, Natan? What's that talking about? Nidra Isser, take a netter not to eat an orange. That's usher. That's a chait. That's a chait. So taking a netter not to eat an orange is usher according to everyone. Nidre hektish berkabonos is a machlokas Rameir Reb Yehuda. Rameir says it's bad in general. Reb Yehuda says it's good. We hold like Reb Yehuda. Nidre hektish, which are for kapara or zemazarish yourself or etzara, that's mutal lechachila bein Reb Yehuda bein Rameir. We got that? Oh, and then there's a third sheet I want you to know, and that's the Rashba. The Rashba in the Durham Daf Tesamon Aleph says that you never take a netter machmas, it's going to be a chait. Yaakov took a netter b'derech hodah. What is hodah? Praising Hashem. It wasn't a netter gomer. It was an adava of thanksgiving to Hashem. If the netter is done in the manner of what? Of hodah, that's considered to be permissible. That's what the Yad Shol says. According to Rashba, there's no heter based zara. There's no such heter. The only time you're able to take a netter is out of thanksgiving to Hashem. You're offering him a gift. That's okay. But you're not allowed to take a netter because of chatoim and you want atonement. Absolutely unacceptable. A sar also is unacceptable. The only type of netter the Rashba says in the Dharm Daf Tes is a netter of thanksgiving to Hashem. That's okay. So that's the third sheet. So we got to either eat sara or tzedak anim or what? Precious from an iser. And what's the third answer? Third answer is for what? A derech hodah of praise to Hashem. And the three levels near the issues, according to us, according to everyone, nidre hektis, Rameir says are bad, Rameir says are good. And if it's for ritsui lamaisa or esara, they both say lamaisa is considered to be good. Lechachila halacha lamaisa. So you got the three levels? Nidre issus is always us. Nidre karbonos, nidre hektis, machalis, Rameir, Rameir. Rameir says is bad, Rameir says is good. And then nidarim of esara or kapara, Aritzu, everyone can say it's good. And then the Rashba sheet is what? You read all the Derech Shvach, Hodah to Hashem, is considered to be good. Okay, let's close with something in Halach and Chumash. And tomorrow we have a lot of lumdas tomorrow, but there's nothing we got to do. Are you guys familiar with the din? And it's in Maseches Chulin, which I thought was our Masechta. It's very special. Are you familiar with the din that Tzahal, Chayalim, when they're engaging in battle, Melchemes Mitzvah? Are you familiar with Mechamas Mitzvah? The three categories. Amalek, Shiva Amim, in a self-defensive battle. What's Mechamas Rishus? If you want to annex more lands on Eretz Yisrael, you have Rishus and Senator Gadol. When they're fighting, are they able to eat Katlet de Chaziri? What is Katlet de Chaziri? Beef jerky from what? Exactly, from a pig, pork. Are you allowed to eat non-kosher food when you're engaging in battle? This is the category called Katlet de Chaziri. So the Poskin Chumash, Perik Vav, Posik Yuri Nidalef, and Parsav Eschanon, the Gemara Nechulin, and Armasechta, and Yitzayin Amar Aleph, quotes, that you're able to eat the non-kosher food, believe it or not. The Torah Tumima is Masbir, talking about Yoni Achila, Vachalta V'Savata. And what's it talking about?
not just Shalona Tatsbachho, the Goyim planted it. It was planted by Isser. You're allowed to eat orla. You know what orla is? First 3 years of the fruit tree. You're allowed to eat kilai karam, a mixture of wheat and grapes. You're allowed to even eat ham. What? That's a good question. It's a good question. Could be it's a Machlez Ramam Riven. Could be a Machlez Ramam Riven. I would imagine, Charlie, if you have this heter, the stomach, you would have to say a bracha, the stomach. Now, I want you to get the few halachas. What do you say? Well, that's what we're going to get to. Might depend on this shayla. Excellent, Binyamin. The Rambam is in Pirachas, Halach Alf, and Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam has the following chidushim. I want you to get it. Not only is ham okay, but even Yayin Nesach is okay. Wine that's been labated to Avodah Zorah, says the case of Mishnah. And not only is it mutter in the 7 years we conquer Yisrael, it's even mutter in Mechemes Rishus, says the Rambam in the Chinuch. Amazing. Those are the leniencies of the Rambam. What are the chumras of the Rambam? Only the soldiers, not the wives and the children. Number two, that's only when they're hungry and they cannot find any other kosher food. Now, I'm not talking about they're starving to death. Then pikuach nefesh, mutter, everything. I'm talking about it might take another few hours to get kosher food and the only thing you have is ham in front of you. Rambam says that's fine, it's a hutra. As you said, Binyamin, it's a hutra. The Kesef Mishnah says, I'm sorry, according to the Rambam, that's only, it's a dechuya. You follow me? According to the Rambam, it's a dechuya. That's when there's no other kosher food in front of you. If you have a kosher piece of meat in front of you and ham, then you got to go with the kosher piece of meat. You cannot have the ham.
What if the kosher food is less satisfying?
Doesn't make a difference. You got to go with the kosher food.
It doesn't taste, but it sounds like nutrition.
Doesn't make a difference. You got to go with the kosher food. And the Kesef Mishnah says, it doesn't mean, like I said, Sakana Safar, then you can eat anything. Oh. Now who argues on the Rambam? The Ramban. How old was the Ramban when the Rambam died?
Nine.
Excellent. Remember we said nine. Very good. So the Ramban argues, and I want you to get the things he argues. What does the Ramban say? He says like this. He says it's a complete hutra. Even if you have kosher meat in front of you, you can have the ham. Exactly like Binyamin said. The Rambam holds the dechuya. The Ramban says it's a hutra. Also, in the Tshuvas HaRadbaz, the Tshuvas HaRadbaz says the Rambam agrees that in the Shivas Amamim fighting, Rambam agrees that all Yisurim are mutter, even if it's not in the time of hunger. So he says during the time of conquering Shivas Amamim, the Rambam says the Rambam would agree to the Ramban. Only in the Mechemes Rishus do you require that what? That if there's kosher food in front of you, you got to eat the kosher food. You understand what I'm saying? He's making a difference between Mechemes Mitzvah and Mechemes Rishus. And it fits in well because the Pasuk says, Es kol shlolo tavoz l'cha. And it says, Mechemes Mitzvah, Batman kotu v'gomer achalta v'savata. What does v'savata mean? Even if the ham is in front of you, you can what? You can eat the what? You can eat the, even if the kosher food is in front of you, you can eat the ham. So if it's talking about Mechemes Mitzvah, it's a hutra. Mechemes Rishus, the Rabbaz claims the Ram holds it the chuyah. What else does the Ramban argue on? The Ramban says the whole heter of Katla the Chazir is only on what? Only on wars in Eretz Yisrael. Any war outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's no heter at all. Nothing. The Ramban brings a raya. What's the Ramban's raya? What's the Ramban's raya? When were we commanded in the Hagolas Kalim, Kasher and Kalim? After which war? Milchemes what? Midyan. Not after the war of Nechemes Sichon V'og. Why not? We took spoils there too. Because Eretz Sichon V'on is Eretz Israel. So if it's Eretz Israel, we had a head to eat the spoils. We have a head to eat the spoils. It came from war. Even the Yisurim are mutter. Eretz Midyan is not in Eretz Israel, Yehuda. And therefore what? We have no head to what? To eat from their what? From their non-kosher stuff in their kalim. So therefore we needed Hagalas kalim. So the Ramban says the heter of Akad al-Khazir, even though it's a hutra, but it's only limited to where? Eretz Yisrael. So each one has a kul and a chumri. You follow what I'm saying? The Rambam's chumra was what? At least by Mechemes Rishus, it's a tchuya. The Ramban's kul is where? It's a hutra, but only where? In Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't have it outside of Eretz Yisrael, this kul.
Rabbi, so the Israeli army
has to go to Syria. Halacha l'maisa nowadays, what would we say? It's definitely Mechemes Mitzvah, no doubt. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, 1948, they started attacking us, they haven't stopped. Everything's a Mechemes Mitzvah nowadays, no doubt. So if we would fight in it, I would imagine we would hold like the Rambam. Try to have what? If it's in Eretz Yisrael, for sure. Because it's Eretz Yisrael and it's Mechemes Mitzvah. So if it's Eretz Yisrael, for sure you can have the non-kosher food. If it's in Syria, then maybe try to have the kosher food before the ham. To be machmer for the Ramban. Correct. It's a question. The question, which part of Syria? Yeah, it's a question. We paskin kibush yoch and lav shmei kibush. We paskin lav shmei kibush. Okay, one more nakuda and then we'll close. And then tomorrow we pick it up. Tomorrow we have shir half an hour earlier. 11 to 12:30. Okay? Tomorrow. Now, mincha's in the Bais Medrash at 1:31. If you want to dive in early mincha. But make sure always in YU we have minyanim. During the week, lemaisa, and then Sundays when the time changes, we're able to daven. We'll always daven in minyanim. That's why I recommend always davening in shir. Right afterwards, you don't have to worry about it. God forbid you might forget. Rachmana Litzlan. Last Nakuda. The Ramban cannot believe the Ram allowed Yain Nesach. Yain Nesach? What's Yain Nesach and Abizrayu of? What's Abizrayu mean? What is the word Abizrayu? Subcategory. It's a subcategory of Avodah Zara. What's the din by Avodah Zara? Yareu? Vayavar. If someone takes a gun to my head and says, well, do the Avodah Zara, I'll kill you. I have to let myself be killed. Says the Ramban, Yain Nesach is a subcategory of it. It's a subsidiary of it. I also have to give up my life. How can the Chayalim drink this? And the Rambam says, no, it's not a subcategory. No one's worshiping the wine. It was associated with the wine. It was libated to the wine. It was offered to the idol. But it's not Avodah Zarah itself. And therefore, it's not Yarek Valyavar, and therefore you can drink it, the Chayalim. The Ramban says, no way. The Ramban says, there's no such heter at all, Halach L'maisa. There's no such heter at all. You know what to bring a riot of the Ram why it's mutter? Because it's bottom lame kol tuv. What's, what do they put in the... What do they put in the boar, in the pit, in the vats? They put Yain Nesach. So it says in the Chumash, it's being hewed. Hewed for what? For wine. So he says it's a pasuk in Chumash supporting the Or Sameach and the Netziv, quote a riot to the Ram in support of the Ram against the Ramban. Okay. Proud of you guys. Keep learning. Keep it up strong. Everyone have a wonderful day. Enjoy. Have a good time. Sports, whatever it is.